station, Munich, on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie. No response required. We do have eyes on Columbus right now, so we're ready when you are.
So, station on 2.
Hunter's with you on 2.
I just wanted to point something out for you guys. Jack was unable to locate his containment vial for this morning's activity because it was called out in the incorrect location in the stow note. Since I had just done it yesterday, I checked my stow note and it was correct in my stow note. So I just wanted to make sure you guys were tracking the containment vial kits. They are located in the green drawer in Alpha 4 Golf 1. And for my activity, they were correctly listed that way, but for his activity, they were listed as being in the purple drawer in Forward 4, Hotel 2. Does that make sense?
Okay, Jessica, thanks. We copied that input. We're just talking here real quick.
Yeah, I don't know if you were also expecting them to be in the purple drawer, but Chris also doesn't remember them ever being in there, so I think that maybe that's just a typo in that stow note, and if you look back at my stow note from yesterday, my stow note was correct.
Hey, Jessica, we're just putting the stow together. I think I've got the feedback for you. Just give me 1 minute. Jessica, the Huntsville's back with you on 2.
Right on 2.
Okay, I think we put the picture together. We understand that they were in the green kit, not the purple kit like they called out. We were tracking that on your stowage yesterday. We were expecting two of those containment vials for you to move them into the purple kit to consolidate those there, and that's why we called out the purple today. We think it's okay where it is, but if you could move them over, that would be great too.
Okay, maybe I missed that in the restow then. Do you want me to move that whole, like there's a couple different Ziplocs in there. You want me to move a whole Ziploc into the purple drawer?
And just we're tracking just the two containment kits is what we were looking for.
Two kits or two tubes?
Two containment vial kits.
Okay, I will move the two containment vial kits from the aft side to from the green drawer to the purple drawer then. That's what you're saying?
That's a good readback, thank you. And if you get a chance, since we're talking about it, we're looking for the identifier for Jack's containment that he used today.
Sure, I can read that down to you right now. His containment vial is HRF 21863 Juliet. So 21863 Juliet.
863 Juliet, thank you.
All right, thank you, and sorry if I missed that on the restow yesterday. Glad we clarified that.
Good teamwork.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and A Red.
This is Sophie on 2, and I have good com check on 4 with the ACES teams in Cologne.
Copy all, Sophie, and they said that they relayed the information that I was going to send you, so enjoy your workout.
Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Timeline Delta.
Station, this is Jack on 2. Ready to copy.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to give you some big picture words on your food consolidate activity. For today, we at least need to be complete through step 13 because the 4.0 CTBs labeled RS Food Transfer 1 and 2 are being handed over tomorrow. Additionally, since making this plan, we've decided we'd like to get our crewmates some coffee tomorrow as well, and we'd appreciate it if you went to step 16.02 and grabbed any two of those coffee bobs and added them to the CTB labeled RS Food Transfer 1. And then just report down the serial numbers of the bobs you picked, please.
All right, copy that. We want to get through step 13 so we can get bags 1 and 2 to the Russian segment tomorrow. And if we'll try to also jump ahead to step 16.02 and grab any two coffee bobs, put them in bag 1 for the Russian segment, and report down the serial numbers to you guys. Is that good copy?
Good readback. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, sir. Get better at this and catch up with you guys one of these days.
You're doing great.
Stand station Jack on 2 for a timer.
Go ahead on 2.
Alpha Jessica is already through step 13 on the food consolidate, and she's on a roll. So our plan up here is that she's just going to continue and finish that up, and I'm going to hop right into Dragon Cargo Ops next thing on my timeline if that works for you guys in your planning.
Sounds great. We love that idea. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, I'm Sophie Anderson.
Go ahead, on two.
So apparently Nick wanted me to call them back.
And Sophie, Munich is here with you on two. So I just wanted to get back to you about your question about the Garmin Pro, if you can keep it on. So you can keep it on for tonight, and you'll be given more words about it during the ESA Crew conference as well.
Good helping. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Timeline Delta at your convenience.
Station on 2 for Food Consolidate.
Go ahead, on 2.
Hoff, I just wanted to make sure I understood correctly the notes that Jack passed down that you had passed to him. I'm in step 16.02 now, and I see those are 5 coffee bobs that are, the step says to put them in the Russian food transfer 3, but I think what we interpreted was you want 2 of those instead to go in food transfer 1 instead of 3. Is that a good copy?
That is a good copy. Reason being, we are handing over bag number 1 tomorrow, and we just want to get them that coffee tomorrow rather than next week.
Okay, perfect. I'll pick 2 of those and I'll put them in food transfer 1. Thank you.
Thank you. And please just report which serial numbers you picked.
Okay.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and Timeline Delta.
Station, this is Jack on 2 for Timeline Update.
Hey, Jack. Looking at your SOTRAC activity for the Dragon Pack in step 166, 06. I've got something I want to add for you when you're ready.
Read and copy in step 166.06.
Correction, that's in 166.05. In ag R024, you should see a bubble wrap bag labeled Elvis. We want it moved over as well.
Okay, I'm copying in R024 bag. I'm going to move a bubble wrap labeled Elvis, the same as VFCS image processor. I'm moving both of those to Node 3 F5 to the R103 SpaceX return bag. Is that a good topic?
Good read back. Thanks.
Product.
Houston, station on 2 for Timeline.
We are with you on 2.
So to try to not split my exercise and also to try to help Jessica out not splitting her exercise, I'm going to just roll into my A-Red right now during my midday meal time, and I think I can make it work, but I figured I would also just ask the question, could that OCT2 power on and then check out and power off slide to the right a little bit? I think I can make it with the timeline as is, but if I could do the power on after my brine bladder activity, that would certainly decompress me, and I just figured I'd ask the question. Worries either way, though.
Chris, you are go. We're good with that plan. Just let us know whenever you complete the setup.
Copy that. Hopefully, if my A-Rid goes quickly, I'll be able to knock it out on time, but I figured I would, if not, then I'll do it right after the brine ladder and let you know.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Houston, station on 2 for Timeline.
With you on 2, Chris. Go ahead.
Makoto, just give you a heads up. I just finished my A-Rid, and so talked about this with the Orbital 1T. I'm just going to do the OCT setup after my brine bladder activity, and that seemed like that'd be okay. I just wanted to give you guys a heads up that was my plan rather than trying to rush it.
Copy that. That's a good plan.
So station 2, we are ready for the 2.1, step 2.1 in the brine processor bladder changeout procedure.
Station Houston on 2, that's saving in place, and you are go to continue.
Okay, saving in place, we are go to continue.
Houston, station on 2 for step 2.15.1 of the brine processor bladder change out, checking that saving is in place.
Station Houston on 2, yes, the saving in place, you are go to continue.
Copy, we're continuing in 2.15.2.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack for PPC. We just wonder if you have completed the PPC or do you have any trouble accessing the link, or do you want to schedule for the other day?
Houston station from Jack. Thanks for the catch. I actually thought that was a PMC, not a PPC, but I will go and check the link now and check in with them. Thanks.
Sounds good. Thank you, Jack.
Houston station on 2, Sophie for procedure 2.950. Brian, Professor Bladder Chen Chao is complete.
Some copy. Thank you. To you, Sophie, we expect from you the serial number for the new bladder.
Hey, Makoto, yes, it's serial number 123. It's in the crew note.
All right, we got it. Thank you very much.
Houston, station on 2 for OCT.
Chris, we see on 2. Go ahead.
Hey, Makoto. I have done the OCT2 hardware setup. We've logged out of the SSC, and you can now begin the laptop prep. And let me know if I have a good camera view on Node 2 Cam 1. And let me know if you need me to do anything else and when it's good to power off the spectrometer. Thank you.
Some copies. So we'll proceed to the laptop prep, and we'll check the Node 2 camera later. So for now, that's you can turn it off.
Copy that. I'll turn it off for now, and you guys can let me know when you need it.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack for cargo ops. No response required. So we are routing the Dragon camera. Just for your heads up.
Hey, thank you, sir. Houston station Jack on 2 for Dragon Pack.
Houston. Yes.
Hey, I'm in step 167.05. I'm looking for a bubble bag of EMU gloves to pack. And I found a set of gloves, showed them in the lab camera. They're in the bubble wrap, but they say serial number 6641. That's the only identifying detail on the outside. Doesn't seem to match what's in that step, and I just want to make sure that you guys are comfortable that these are the right gloves.
Let us verify and get back to you. Jack, we have a good image. Thank you. Thank you for showing.
Okay, I'm probably going to run out of time here. Do you want me to leave these in the Node 2 Deck 3 CTB SpaceX Return 80, or do you want me to move them over to the Columbus CTB SpaceX 33 Return 23 where they may end up going?
You can put it in the Columbus 1 overhead 4.
They are headed there. Thank you, sir. Houston from Jack on 2, just an update on that. I was staring at the part number on the STO checklist, and Chris helped me see the serial number, and the serial number does match 6641. So as you mentioned, I'm going to move them to SpaceX 33 Return 23, which is in Columbus 1 overhead 4. Thanks for the help.
We copy that. Thank you for reporting that. Station Houston on 2 for any available crew for A-Hera.
Chris is with you on 2.
Hey, Chris. This is about that the A-Hera is located in the JPM 1 overhead 6, and it is not the transmitting the real-time, the radiation data. Can you go and check, and then also that the receipt, the equipment?
Copy that. Let me go over to the JPM overhead 6, and let me take a look and let you know what I see, and I'll give you a call from over there.
One clarification, Chris, and then we want you to receipt the USB cable.
And Makoto, I copied receipt the USB cable, and I am looking JPM overhead 6 for the device.
Sounds good, thank you.
And Makoto, can you give me the name of that device again, or approximately if you happen to know what it looks like?
Yeah, so it should look like a TF.
Oh, actually, I found it.
Sounds good.
The Artemis Hera serial number 1001, is that the one you're looking for?
Napalm.
Copy that. Let me just trace the cabling to find the USB cable for it. And Makoto, one more thing just to confirm. So I'm seeing a USB cable that goes into a USB to serial converter, it looks like, that then goes to AdLink Mini PC 1017. Is that the connection you want me to receive?
Yes, we'd like you to receive the USB side of the connection.
Copy that. I'm going to unplug the USB from the AdLink Mini PC 1017 and re-plug it in. And Houston, I have reseated that cable, I do see a good power on the Artemis Hera device, and I do see a good power and active Ethernet lights on the AdLink.
Thank you very much, Chris. Much appreciated. I would like also to follow up the Stellgate laptop you asked during the morning DPC, and we have a storage locations for you when you're ready to copy.
Exactly. Give me 2 minutes to grab my iPad, and I will call you right back for it.
Copy that.
Houston, station 2, ready to take a location for that laptop.
Right, Chris, so that we have two locations for you. ZBook Shell goes to Casa, and 4.0 CTV serial number 5126, and that should be the SpaceX return number 1. And then the spare parts, which are 2 drivers and 1 battery, and they should go to the Node 1, 64, Bolt 1, 1.0 CTV serial number 1270, and that's the generic laptop hardware.
That the shell is going to CASA SpaceX return 01 4.05126. I assume keep it in its bubble bag, and then the drives are going to Node 1 Deck 4 Golf 1 1.01270.
That's a good copy, and just keep them in the bubble wrap.
Copy all. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris for OCT2.
Say again for station on 2.
Chris, so that the ground has completed the OCT2 prep, you go to power off OCT2 until we start the exam.
Copy that. OCT2 is powered off. And then just to follow up on the laptop stow, so there was a bag of batteries in that 1.01270, and I stowed the battery in there. There wasn't any bag of hard drives. There was one bag that had a laptop shell, and it looked like one drive and one Ultra Bay drive in it, and so I added the drive and Ultra Bay drive to that that Ziploc.
Houston, copies. Could you repeat how many batteries that you stored?
There was a Ziploc bag that had maybe ballpark 6 or 7 batteries in it, and I added the battery from that Sergey gave me to that. Block. Is that what you wanted?
Just in copies. Thank you for reporting.
If you need an exact number, I can go back and give you a count. That's just a ballpark. Don't quote me on that one.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much. And so we don't need an exact number. That's a good location for the storing the battery.
Copy that. Thank you very much.
Houston Station, Jack on 2 for SpaceX surgery pack.
Houston on 2, Jack. Go ahead.
I'm looking at step 167.06, packing RTDFS sample assemblies that came from a ZSR in Node 3 and are going to the bag in Columbus I've been working with. And the bags that I have, serial numbers all match, but they say SOFI on the outside, not RTDFS. So I'm going to hold it up to the camera here in a second. Just want to make sure we're on the same page that these are the right bags.
Hey, Jack, we'll look at, that's a good one, and so you can proceed. Copy, thumbs up.
At Houston, Station 2, question, stow track, step 169.
Go ahead, Chris.
Sorry, before I do that, were you still waiting to give an answer to Jack? Sorry.
I already gave the answer to Jack, so you can go ahead.
Jack copied that was the correct bag and is happy with that. My question is, I added some foam to the bag as indicated, and the steps are written sort of the way they have been for most of Dragon packing, where they want a photo, and then they want a photo after strapping. However, there's a bunch of 4.0s in the middle center, and so getting photos of the whole middle port is going to take a fair bit of time. Do you actually need full photos of the full middle port or just the section that I touched to get that bag out and back in?
We are checking, and we'll get back to you shortly.
Copy that.
Just off questions on this packing game plan. 167.07, we're looking for Johnny Kim's crew media kit that is crew deployed. We don't have any essay up here as to where it is, and we're hoping we can put that on your research plate.
Houston copies. We'll look for that and let you know.
Thank you kindly, sir.
And Houston, station on 2 for stow track, step 169.
Chris, with you on 2, go ahead.
Yeah, I just took photos of what I could, which included the bag that I had unstrapped. I didn't change anything else other than that bag and the straps for that bag. I put photos on SSC-25, if you guys are able to grab those before the LOS to ponder after the LOS whether you need anything more. That would be awesome.
Thank you very much, Chris. I'd like to you go ahead and execute step 174, 175, and 176, and that should clear the middle part, and it makes you easier, makes it easier for you to take photos. So after completing those three steps, it would be great if you can take your photos again.
So I was looking at those steps. So I mean, the Dragon is pretty full, so you can move them out of the middle center, but there's not really, I mean, there's not really that much space in Dragon to, you can try, but yeah, there's just not that much space in Dragon to have 3 4.0s floating, I guess.
Just checking. Back with you, Chris, and for the step 71, 74, 5, and 6, you're going to temp stow the 4.0 CTB bags outside of the Dragon, so that should make a little bit more space for you to take photos.
Yeah, we could take them out of Dragon. That'll just add a fair bit of time. We can do that. Yeah, it's just it's a fairly big time hit to the procedure. So we'll do that. But it's getting those full 4.0s through the PMA requires unstowing the PMA. Anyway, but it's a fair bit. But we'll do it.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Sim Station Jack on 2 for line 167.08 in SoTrack.
Position 2, Jack, go ahead.
I'm pretty much done with SX 33, return back 23, and getting ready to bring it into Dragon itself. Obviously, I'll coordinate with what Chris is up to. Question, do you want me to put the pullback into SpaceX 33 now without Johnny Kim's media kit in it, or do you want me to leave this bag in Columbus until we find the media kit?
Back with you, Jack. For the crew media kit for Johnny, we hear from him that Chris should know, so maybe you can double check with him. And the last place we know we saw it is somewhere in the lab.
Okay, I chatted with Chris already, and he wasn't really sure where it might be, but I will look through the lab and see if I can see it.
Thank you, Jack, and we'll think about your backup plan then.
Sensation on 2, Sophie, for still track, Dragon 33 packing, row 171.04 has packing Z-books, three of them. I collected them. Two of them have battery installs, one does not. Just wanted to know if we pack them like without the batteries, because it's going to be different for CG, and it's not preset. It's not given in the line.
We copy that, and we'll think about it and get back to you. We have 1 minute and 20 seconds to the LOS, so maybe I'll get back to you on the other side of the LOS.
I'll just attempt to store the Z-books in between.
Back to you, Jack, on 2. You can store the CTV without the crew media kit.
All right, Jack copies. I'm going to hunt in the lab for a few minutes to see if I see it, and if I don't for a few minutes, then I'll just pack that bag and drag it without the media kit.
That's a good plan. Thank you, Jack.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Chris. This is your hand pass reminder with an approximate rise time of 17:13.
Huntsville from Sophie. Chris copies. He just said it. Thumbs up.
And Huntsville copies his thumbs up. Thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie for storage.
Houston Station, Sophie's listening.
Hey, Sophie. So you can actually pack the laptops as they are, two with batteries and the one without.
Copy that.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack or Sophie for cargo ops.
Sophie on 2, listening.
Hi, Sophie. We wondered at which step you are in right now. The ground is hoping that we can finish up to the step 172 by the end of today.
Affirm. So 171 is done, and let me just confirm for 172.
Sounds good. Thank you for reporting. And then one other thing.
We're going to start 172, and you will find in the photo downlink folder the results of 171.
Excellent. Houston copies. Just one more thing. I think that the Acris temp stowed 4.0 CTBs outside with the Dragon, and we suggest that you keep them temp stowed overnight, but it would be great if you can let us know where they are.
Yeah, all copy. So they are all in node 2, not blocking the way to any of the hatches.
Node 2 clear of the hatchways.
Except for the nadir one.
Copy that, thank you.
And Makoto, yeah, we just need on 172, we need to verify with you before proceeding to the rest, so just waiting for your call.
Yeah, Sophie, so that the ground is reviewing the photos, so once we're done, we'll give you a go, so just stand by.
Okay, so I understand we stand by right now on 172.
That's a good readback. Station Houston on 2 for Sophie for cargo ops.
Sophie's listening.
Yeah, Sophie, so it will take a little bit more time to review photos, so you're more than welcome to stop where you are right now. But if you are willing, then we can give you a couple of more steps that you can perform, which is the 181.01 to 181.06.
Good copy, 181.01 until 181.06, and for the rest, stand by. Copy.
And just wanted to make sure that you don't have to load it. Do not load it to the Cargo Dragon.
Again?
Yeah, you don't load it to the Cargo Dragon. You can put it in the PMM.
Copy. Send station on 2 for packing.
Is he on 2, Sophie? Go ahead.
It's just a quick question. So we did find the 4.0 CTB labeled 5177, and we did find the nanotap CubeSat deployer, serial number 1001. But inside 5177, there is a second item, which doesn't appear to be on line 181.02.
Houston copies.
So maybe the labeling is not correct for the second item. It says NanoRack CubeSat Quad Deployer, serial number 1002. And so with that information, 5177 is not empty.
Houston copies. We're checking and I get back to you.
Okay.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie for cargo ops.
Please listen.
Okay, so back with you, Sophie. So for the 1002, it should stay in the station, so you can move the 1002 in PMM 1, port 3, Rack Bay, and then you can also the temp store the empty 4.0 CTV somewhere in the ISS for future cargo ops.
Okay, so I understand items, so the serial number 1002 at the same location, PMM rack 3 and port 3, then the MTCTB 5177 will be temp stowed for further Cargo Dragon ops.
That's a good readback.
And station on to Sophie for packing.
Sophie, go ahead.
I just wanted to confirm visually with you so that there's no confusion because although the – so I'm from the lab right now bringing what said was the quad deployer serial number 1002. But actually there's also some handwritten stuff in here which says serial number 105, 106, 107, 108. And so I don't know if it's someone who packed the – like, did a repacking or not? Can you just confirm that this stays on station and this is the right thing to pack on PMMP3?
Checking. Confirm. So that is what we expected. So that whole thing can go to the PMM 1, port 3.
Okay, I'll put it in the PMM. Preferred to be sure because of the written inscriptions on this.
Thank you for double checking.
Munich station, Jack on 2 for T Mini.
Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead, Jack.
Munich, I owe you guys another apology on this T Mini work. After my workout this morning and my
in my shower, I forgot to put the T-Mini headband back on. It's probably been 6 or 7 hours now, so presumably I'll have to start over from scratch.
Copy, old Jack, and no worries. If you could don the headband now, that would be great, and then we are going to keep you posted if we have to schedule another session.
I'll pop it on now, and I'll be standing by. Thanks.
And, Jack, you don't need to stand by now. We are going to keep you posted in the upcoming days.
Okay, so you guys want me to put the T-Mini back on now, and then you'll let me know in the next coming days if the data was good, or I'm just going to pause the whole event right now.
And, Jack, if you have no objections to donning it now, that would be great from our side, and then we are going to figure out on ground what would be the plan forward.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. I'm going to pop it right back on, and I'll wait for further word from you guys. And again, sorry for all the extra work on this, because I can't quite get this right yet, but I'll get there.
No worries at all, and we are happy to help you. Thank you very much.